USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's now up to House Democrats to decide how to act upon Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report. They could subpoena him to testify, but while making his first public statement on the report, he made it clear where he stands.
The report is my testimony. I would not provide information beyond that which is already public in any appearance before Congress.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says right now nothing is off the table.
He also was clear in saying that if he thought the president could be cleared, he would have cleared him, but he didn't. And that is very clear. So he has given us an array of facts, which we will take to the Congress and to the courts as we go forward, as we investigate and litigate.
In a tweet, the president said there was insufficient evidence. The case is closed. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Secret Service has announced an unidentified man lit himself on fire outside of the White House. The Secret Service said the man lit himself on fire on the Ellipse near the 15th Street and Constitution Avenue right after 12 lunchtime. Secret Service personnel responded to the scene along with the National Park Service. U.S. Park Police spokesman Sergeant Edward Delgado told the Washington Post the man was in critical condition. He said authorities were working to determine what accelerant was used and whether the man had parked in the area. Louisiana lawmakers approved final passage of a bill that bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected. Governor John Bel Edwards says he's prepared to sign the measure. State Senator John Milkovich.
We choose to confront the culture of death.
The ACLU says it's committed to making sure the brazen attack on the constitutional right to abortion never takes effect. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The damage from so many tornadoes have people across the country assessing the damage. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains one governor is saying his state will begin the long rebuilding process.
From Texas all the way to the Ohio Valley, all the way up to New York, states are getting hammered by tornadoes. Now, this has been going on for well over a week, and there's really no end in sight. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine tells Fox News that his state will recover.
We were hit really hard. Three counties, one north of Dayton, Mercer County, and then two right in the Dayton area, Greene County and Montgomery County. But people are resilient.
A continuing migrant surge on the southern border has overwhelmed detention facilities and left the U.S. Border Patrol scrambling to devise strategies on how to release asylum seekers. Acting Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Kevin McAleenan, testified to a House committee last week. Our immigration system is full, and we are well beyond our capacity. In March and April, more than 200,000 migrants crossed the southern border illegally, many turning themselves in as asylum seekers. Because the Immigration and Customs Enforcement lacks detention space, the Border Patrol has begun direct releases of large numbers of families into border communities. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.